This week, I'm going to share with you the ultimate status report format and explain to you why it works so well. So let's get started. My name is John, and you listen to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 19 of 2025, Sunday the 11th of May. You're very welcome, guys. Hope you had a nice weekend. Every week, I write a status report for my manager. I write this as my last task on a Friday evening before I close the lid on my laptop. As he is based in the US and I am based in the EU, he receives it in the middle of his morning. As an SVP, he is very busy. He does not have time to read a lengthy essay. In fact, he will refuse to do so, and I don't blame him. Senior managers are time poor. They are starved of time. Therefore, they will only read the salient points of a report. If you make it hard for them to parse out the main points of your report, they will not thank you for it. Trust me on this. Therefore, you need to be concise with your language and get to the point. Verbosity is your enemy. Use less words, then remove more words to be sure. Ideally, you want to be able to summarize your week on a single page, regardless of what happened. Use links to more details on a given topic if required, or include a detail section in the addendum. To give you a real example that you can use, here are the four sections that I use in my reports every week. The first section is the highlights. In this section, you are calling out your wins, product launches, bug fixes, new hires, great customer feedback, etc. In a good report, you want your highlights to be the longest list, and each item in that list should be no more than a one-liner in length. Include dates and any additional metrics that highlight the value of the win. The second section is the lowlights, which is of course the opposite to the highlights. Here you will include your losses. I hate, and I absolutely hate, reports that only include good news. I like to call these happy, happy reports, because any experienced leader will see right through these and know that they are BS. The important point here is to highlight any issues with your manager so they know about any issues from you first, rather than finding out later on from a third party. You need to keep your manager informed to ensure that they are not blindsided by not hearing about issues. Again, one line per item on the lowlights list. The third section is the blockers. This should be the shortest list on your report and ideally should be empty. Include here any topics that you require some help from your manager on. Basically, this is your escalation list. Then finally, the fourth section is the details. The above three list should be one-liners, but if you need to expand on a topic by providing more context or data, you can use the details section and link back to the relevant highlight, lowlight, or blocker above. Please don't expand too much, however. A few paragraphs should be sufficient. If you are strict on yourself about the length of your report, you will force yourself to be concise in your use of language. This is a very important skill for you to learn. The report should contain status, dates, and metrics instead of opinion. Just present the facts. Writing is a skill, and writing a report is a separate skill. You are not writing to entertain your audience. Instead, you are writing to inform them. Maintain a strong bias for factual data. Lastly, don't present raw data and expect a senior leader to parse it. They want to know your findings, not put in the work to determine their own. Again, they are time poor. As a senior leader myself, who manages multiple teams and tens of products, I will not read long emails, long presentations, or dive into detailed spreadsheets to find what I need. I simply don't have the time. Instead, I will delegate that task to someone else and ask them to come back to me with summarized findings. It's like the internet slang, guys, TLDR, which as we all know stands for too long, didn't read. If it's too long, they won't read it. I know I don't. There is a weird passive-aggressive behavior you will see in some organizations where you will be added to the CC of some massive email chain, and then later someone will claim, "Well, I added you to the thread, didn't you read it?" My answer to this is always no. To be an effective communicator, you need to have empathy for your audience. Put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, If you would read this overly verbose report, it would land it in your inbox. If the answer is no, then why should they? Keep it concise. Get to the point. Talk to you next time, guys. Take care.